From newstalkzb.co.nz, it's Andrew Dickens.
It is time to talk a bit of travel, though, with Megan Singleton. Good morning.
Good morning, Mel. I'm back home now on this lovely, glorious summer's day.
If you're in Auckland, we know you're being sarcastic. You've got some info about the Fancy Pants new stuff that's happening at Los Angeles Airport.
Yes. So Air New Zealand moved from Terminal 2 last week to the Tom Bradley Terminal. Now,
that's a big deal?
Yeah, that's a huge deal because we've been flying in and out of there through Fiji Airways and Tahiti Nui, so now Air New Zealand's gone in there. They have spent $1.4 billion on the refurbishment of this terminal. So I was in there on Thursday just having a bit of a squiz through, and also Air New Zealand won the contract to build, to design and build and now manage the Star Alliance Lounge. So you go in there now, and I don't know if you've ever had to lay over in LA in various terminals where there is nothing to do except buy a magazine or try and sit in Starbucks for as long as you can until they chuck you out.
Years and years and years ago I did. How are you this fine
Sunday
morning?
Well, that's still really what most people experience is, except for this Tom Bradley terminal. So actually they won an award. Los Angeles Airport just won some award for being like the best terminal in the world. And if you haven't been through this Tom Bradley terminal, you'll be thinking, that is ridiculous. But this terminal, with its fancy refurbishment, has finally got some great duty-free shops. Westfield actually won the contract to manage it, but you won't find any, Super A's in there.
So it's won the award for the best terminal. So you mean it's better than, because I think Bangkok Airport's pretty fancy, that terminal. So it's better than that?
Yeah, I think it won like a worldwide award.
Wow.
Well, I remember Leighton talking about it on his show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so it's all about this terminal and the spend. The whole of LAX are spending like $4 billion on their makeover. But this, I don't know how much is going into other terminals, but this particular one is gobsmacking. It's fantastic. There are great shops there. And finally, there's duty free. And I actually bought perfume there, checked the price out back in Auckland, saved about $20.
Really?
Even with the exchange rate.
Because usually, I've always found that New Zealand duty-free has been really good duty-free.
Yeah, well, I just had to do a little price comparison for my sister on getting her some perfume. So fortunately, I had bought it in LA before I came through Auckland just to double check. That was excellent value. And there's also lots of food outlets. So finally, I sat last year with my parents for 7 hours in one of the Los Angeles terminals. And, you know, you just can't stay in the same pizza restaurant for too long. Now you've got like 20 food outlets. So you could actually just bob around with some nice, you know, Wi-Fi and sitting there and having a drink while you lay over for your flights. It's really cool. And so it's fantastic that Air New Zealand are so visual there. You know, they run the Star Alliance Lounge. They're all in their uniforms. It's a beautiful space. There's great lighting. I put a few photos on my blog so people can have a look. There's a whole wall just made of wine bottles, which is very cool. I didn't check if they were all New Zealand labels. I'll have to double check that. That'd be very cool if it was.
Wow, so the Star Alliance Lounge, what's that all about?
So that's all for your Star Alliance Coru members and gold people and stuff. So Air New Zealand built and now manage that lounge for all of the Star Alliance airlines.
So how do they get that? I mean, Star Alliance has got some big airlines in there, hasn't it?
I know, but we won it. So the design is amazing. There's beautiful sheer curtains that kind of divide this room into spaces. There's a media room if you want to watch big screen movie. There's a quiet time library room. There's there's all the nooks like lounge spaces, sitting up at the bar if you want bubbly. You can actually sit out on a little balcony, which is still indoors, but it overlooks all the shops down below. So it's just a great space, and it was exciting to see it and to see why it's obviously won that award.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to.
I'm sure there's more to come.
I'm going to have to plan a trip via Los Angeles just so I can check out this fancy new terminal.
And that's the point too, because who hates LA? And we've started to fly through San Francisco because of it. I think this is a game changer for people deciding that they will now start going through Los Angeles again.
Excellent. Megan Singleton, thank you so much. And if you want to check out that blog and see how fancy this is, go to bloggeratlarge.com. There's a whole post there about this amazing new terminal.